So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the halacha of Zrika Shleibim Kaime Pasel, Vein by Curse. If the Zrika was done in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, the carbon becomes Pasel. And if the Kohen had a machshavas shaloi bismanoi, intentions to perform the zrika after its designated time, the carbon does not become pigel, and one who ate from the carbon does not get kars. The Gemara offers three approaches in the halacha of shaloi b'mkayim apostle: the extent of the psul and the reason. Shmuel says, pasul basar, avul bailam neskapru. The zrika shaloi b'mkayim only causes the carbon's meat to become pasul and it may not be eaten, but the zrika does accomplish the kapara for the owner, because zrika shaloi b'mkayim kim b'mkayim adami. It's a valid zrika regarding the kapara. The Gemara now proceeds to question Shmuel from a brisa. Chishav litnes and itane lamala lamata lamata lamala. If the kohen did one of the avodas with the intention to perform zrika in the wrong place, it depends. La alter kasher. If the machshav zrika was for that day, the carbon is kasher. However, lamacher pasul. If the machshav zrika was also a machshav pigel for the next day, the carbon only becomes pasul, but it does not become pigel. The Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, v'yishalay b'mkayma k'mkayma dami, high pasul pigelu. Why doesn't the carbon become pigel? Since the zrika delayed mukayim accomplish kapara, it should also accomplish pigel. And the Gemara explains zrika de sharya baser bachila meisel de pigel. Zrika de sharya baser bachila le meisel de pigel. Only a machshava that accomplishes a heter achila, for example, a zrika bimkayim, can also accomplish pigel. But a machshava that does not accomplish a heter achila, like a zrika shleib mukayim, cannot accomplish pigel, because the pasuk states v'im ha'achel ya'achel mebsar zevach shlama pigel yia. V'anefesh ha'achel is mimen la'avay netisa. One is liable to karas for eating meat from pigel only if it is the pigel that causes the isra achila of the meat. But one is not liable to karas for pigel if another factor such as zrika shleib mkayma causes the isra achila. And therefore, as Rashi explains regarding both cases, zrika shleib mkayma amanas lech lamacher, if during his zrika shleib mkayma the kohen had a machshavas pigel about a different avoda, or Shachar amanas lizrik shleibim kaim lamachar. If during a different avodah the kohen had a machshavas pigel about a zrika shleibim kaimai, in both cases pasul ve'im b'karas. The carbon does not become pigel, but nevertheless it does become pasul because midid hava machshavas inuach. A machshava for a zrika shleibim kaimai is no different than if a kohen had a machshava to let the blood sit until the next day with no zrika. And when Rabbi Yehuda holds, the carbon becomes pasul. The Gemara proceeds with the other two approaches in the Mishnah's halacha. Zrika shleibim kaimai pasul ve'im b'karas. Rish Lakish generally agrees with Shmuel that zrika shleibim kaimai kim b'kaimai dami. Generally, it's a valid zrika regarding achieving the kapara. However, he disagrees with Shmuel in the understanding of our Mishnah, and he says that in our Mishnah, pasul means pasul mamish, u'badim lo neskapru. The carbon is completely pasul and does not accomplish kapara, because our Mishnah is a case of shenosin ba'amira. During the zrika shleibim kaimai, the kohen had a machshavas pigel about a different avodah, and therefore the carbon becomes pasul as previously explained. Midid hava machshavas hinuach. However, ve'im b'karas, because zrika delei sharya basav achila le meisel de pigel. In the third approach, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel and holds zrika shleibim kaimai lavka mekayma dami. A zrika in the wrong place is not considered a zrika and does not achieve kapara. But if one does a second zrika shleibim kaimai, the carbon becomes kasha. And our Mishnah that says zrika shleibim kaimai pasul is a case of deleka dama nefesh. There was no valid blood remaining in the animal's neck to perform a second zrika. Therefore, the carbon remains pasul because the kapara was not achieved. While the later Mishnah that rules regarding zrika shleibim kaimai yesh dama nefesh yachas akasha b'yikabal is a case of deika dama nefesh. There is blood remaining. Therefore, if the kohen receives this blood and performs a second zrika, the carbon becomes kasher because the kapara was achieved. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of shleibim kaimai lavkim kaimai dami and asks, lahavikin nishpach min hakli al ritzba biasfeno, why does the carbon become pasul if there is no more dam remaining b'tzaver? The kohen should collect the blood from the zbeach and perform a second zrika bim kaimai. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan follows the opinion of zrika shleibim kaimai lo yasfeno. If the dam was applied to the mizbeach in the wrong location, the kohen cannot collect the dam because kolte mizbeach. The mizbeach already accepted the dam and it cannot accomplish kapara anymore. As the Gemara elaborates, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar B'Yechon holds that there is no machlekes in the case of Nitan Lamalash and Nisan Lamala, Lamatash and Nisan Lamatash, like Mitzvasan, Lo Yasfeno. All agree that if the dam was applied to its correct location, even though it was done the wrong way, such as Bismail, with the left hand, the kohen should not collect the dam, because since the Zrika was Bimkaimer, we say Kalta Mizbech. The machlekes is only in the case of Nitan Lamalash and Nisan Lamato, Lamatash and Nisan Lamala, if the dam was applied to the Mizbech in the wrong location. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yasfeno. Rabbi Shimon Omer yasfeno. And according to Rabbi Yechina, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi's opinion that lo yasfeno. While Rav Chisda Ravimi holds that even in this case there is no machlokes, and all agree that nisan lamalash nisan lamata lamatash nisan lamala lo yasvena, because since the dam was applied to the same mizbech, we say kaltim mizbech. The machlokes is only regarding binatan lefnim shenisan lachutz, bachutz shenisan lefnim. If the dam was applied to the wrong mizbech, Rabbi Yisrael mi yasvena, Rabbi Shimon oimer lo yasvena. The Gemara proceeds to bring proof to Rabbi Yechidin that we say lo yasvena even according to the opinion of zrika shalei bimkaymai lav kimkaymadami. From a mission in a later parak that discusses the mizbech mekadosh asaroloi, the mizbech and the cheshes and the azar accomplishes kedusha for items eligible to this mizbech, and that all lo yerdu, the item became pasul and was put onto the mizbech, the item remains there and is not to be removed. Rabbi Yehuda holds nishbach dama im also teirid. If the dam, the carbon spilled out and there was no zrika, its meat must be removed from the mizbech. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda agrees in all the cases of zrika shlebim kaimai, hanatan lamalash and the son lamatim alulay erdu. If the dam was applied in the wrong location, its meat remains on the mizbech and is not removed. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that zrika shlebim kaimai is different than nishbach dama, and it is considered a zrika somewhat in that im alulay erdu and lo yasfenu because kalte mizbech. The Gemara concludes with a discussion regarding mizbech apanimi mekadish psulun. Im alulay erdu. The mizbech azav inside the heichal also accomplishes kedushin that if a pasul item is put onto the mizbech, it is not removed. The Gemara initially assumes that mizbech abnimi is like the mizbech achitzen and that mekadosh psulim b'rolai. It can only be mekadosh an item that was initially eligible to be put on the mizbech abnimi, such as dam, but it cannot be mekadosh the kaimitz of a mincha that is not eligible for the mizbech abnimi. The Gemara, however, concludes that this is not so, and only mizbech achitzen mekadosh b'rolai, because high ritzba. The Mizbech HaChitzen is considered like the floor of the Azar because it was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore in Kedusha Sechamur, it accomplishes only a lesser Kedusha only for eligible items. While the Mizbech HaPanimi Mekadosh Bein Roloi Bein She'ein Roloi, the Mizbech HaPanimi can be Mekadosh even a Kaimetz HaMincha because high Kli Sharis. The Mizbech HaPanimi is considered like a Kli Sharis because it was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Therefore it accomplishes even a greater Kedusha for all items.